This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a chapter study of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I suggested a title for the chapter, Getting the Right Spiritual Help. For a key verse, we chose verse 4. To summarize the chapter, I'd say, Paul reassures the believers that they got the right kind of help, embodied in a genuine concern for their welfare, in the content of what was shared and in the conduct of those who shared it. These believers recognized this and genuinely responded, resulting in dynamic growth. I had some questions or concerns when I reflected on what Paul shared, like, are all of the elements listed here essential for a person to find a true faith experience? If this faith experience was from God, why did they have to endure the suffering they did? Why didn't God stop it? Or why does He allow it? Also, if their experience was so real, why did Paul reaffirm the issue of integrity and altruism? Cross-references help us here. In Philippians 1:29, Paul wrote, "For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for Him." The apostles seemed to understand this, for we read in Acts chapter 5, verse 41, "The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name." Remember, John the Baptist had his questions about Jesus answered by the disciples while he suffered in prison. Matthew chapter 11.